Friends, roadies, countrymen, and listeners old and new around the world. This is John Edmund, podcasting over the airwaves from the bushveld of Limpopo Province, South Africa. It's said that the first wild animal ever to be domesticated was the dog. That was way back in the days of the caveman. I guess they used dogs for hunting, protection, and of course companionship. Over the years, I've written many songs about dogs. My ditty, Injure the Dog, on my Tales of the Game Ranger series is about a caveman domesticating a dog. As I said, the old caveman used dogs for domestic reasons, but as far back as 600 BC, in the writings of authors like Homer, dogs were used in warfare. In ancient times, before firearms were invented, dogs were used to tear into military formations and attack opposing soldiers. Even old Napoleon used dogs. We don't know what breeds these dogs were, but down through the ages, all breeds were and used, from terriers to shepherd dogs and pack dogs and crossbreeds. In war and peace, dogs are used in many, many roles. They're used as scouts, watchdogs, in messenger-bearing operations, as trackers, sniffer dogs against the war on drugs, or to find survivors or bodies in collapsed buildings in the snow, or wounded soldiers in the field. I've always had a dog at some stage of my life, and when Teresa, my wife, and I were game farmers, our dogs were invaluable, not only as companions and watchdogs, but also for finding animal carcasses and snares put out by poachers. Dogs were and are used as draft animals, pulling carts and sleds. Of course, in recent times, they've been used for the detection of landmines and IEDs, that is, improvised explosive devices placed on roadsides and pathways. Way back in my troopy days, I wrote the song Roger Was a Mine Dog that portrays this role. Let's go forward to more relatively recent wars where dogs were used or mentioned. In the Zulu Wars in 1879 at Rorke's Drift, there was a dog called Dick. In the Anglo-Boer Wars, there was Patch at Majuba, a dog called Durban at the Tugela Line, a dog called Scout at Colenza, and he was also at Spionkop, and a dog called Spaniel at the Battle of Bergendal. Dogs were great companions for those soldiers in the field, and I came upon a story of a British soldier manning a blockhouse fort that adopted a stray dog called Badger, thence the song Sitting in a Blockhouse. In World War I, dogs were used as early warnings against gas and infantry attacks. In World War II, the Soviets used dogs to go under German tanks with magnetic mines attached to their backs. The mines would detonate, disabling the tank, but killing the poor dog. On D-Day, several British paratroopers jumped out of aircraft with dogs to assist in their battle against the Germans. During the invasion of Sicily, an American dog called Chips sniffed out and forced the surrender of 14 Italian soldiers in one day. During the Korean War, dogs were used to expose snipers, and in Vietnam, they sniffed out Viet Cong terrorists who concealed themselves in tunnels. In all modern wars, dogs were used in sentry duties on airfields with their handlers. One time in Vietnam, an airfield was attacked. The handler killed two enemy, and the dog attacked the remaining enemy and kept them at bay until reinforcements arrived. Dogs were never officially recognized until the 13th of March 1942, when an organization called Dogs for Defense was formed to recruit suitable animals from the public for military service. If they were recruited, they were even given a rank and a number, beginning as privates. As a matter of fact, 20,000 dogs were used in World War II. There's always a dog on a ship, and they were used by the Navy for many duties, including the killing of rats on board the ship. Many dogs died in combat in Afghanistan and Iraq and saved many lives seeking out mines and those IEDs. There are many stories about the bravery and usefulness of dogs, and one that stands out for me is about a dog called Cairo. He was part of the United States Navy SEALs Operation Neptune Spear that resulted in the death of Osama bin Laden. After World War I, dogs were used for a short time by the police and military in Rhodesia. But their services were revived in 1945 and used by security and peacekeeping forces. And so the first dog squads were born in that country. In the advent of the Rhodesian Bush War, dogs came into play big time. They were used extensively in the hunt for terrorists and as early warning systems for ambushes. One story that spurred me into writing the song Dog Squad is about a dog and his handler leading a patrol, and the dog senses the enemy nearby. The ambushers open fire on the dog. The dog's name was Leon, and his handler, Spencer Thomas. Spencer was killed, and Leon disappeared for 6 weeks. But he was finally found and rehabilitated. But the patrol was saved from the ambush, and counterattacks on the enemy put them to flight. In another action, a dog called Flip was killed, and his handler, Bob Horn, was wounded. There were many conflicts that these heroes endured, and many were awarded citations, like handler Ted Spencer and dog Brutus. A dog squad memorial was put up in the then Salisbury in Rhodesia to honor all dogs that served. All their names and army numbers were listed. These brave canine warriors, with their unbelievable eyesight, sense of smell, hearing, and speed, saved many lives, and their courageous handlers that were following right behind were indeed heroes never to be forgotten. So as the song says, Dog Squad, we will remember sacrifices you made, just one dog and a handler, so many lives that you saved. So folks, in closing, if you have a dog, give him or her a special pat and hug. Remember, if you want to hear the Dog Squad song, you'll find it on most music platforms. Keep an eye on my website, and don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. We'll speak to you again next week. So till then, it's farewell. Salagashle, tot ziens, shalom, and zvakanaka.